AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Washington, D.C. area has been coated with ice. There are delays and cancellations at local airports. There have been lots of crashes as well. More than 100 crashes were reported to the south around Raleigh and Charlotte in North Carolina. To the north, New York City got about a half an inch of snow. Long Island is expected to see 2 to 3 inches of snow. This is part of a blast of Arctic air that has covered a lot of the country. The Chicago Bears have a home game tomorrow. Sub-zero temperatures are expected. Season ticket holder Steve Goldman will be there.
Temperature-wise, I think I'm committed now. So they're talking about zero, and if they then turned around and said it was -5 or -10, I'd still go. The real question is, how long will I stay?
Elsewhere, at least 30 cars were involved in an accident on Interstate 95 in the Baltimore area. A day after President Obama strongly suggested Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved in hacking, focusing on the U.S. election, former National Security Council member Douglas Olivan says he doesn't think the U.S. will release any evidence.
We're not going to do that. And in fact, we want the Russians to be wondering how we know. You know, do we have a source in WikiLeaks? Do we have a source in Russia? Are we able to monitor this as it's moving through Tor or some other, you know, somewhere else on the dark web?
Olivan was on CBS this morning. A deal has been reached that could restart the evacuation of civilians from Aleppo in Syria. Evacuations were suspended yesterday. There'll be a memorial service today at Ohio State University for former astronaut and former Senator John Glenn. Vice President Joe Biden is among those expected to be there. John Glenn's burial is planned for Arlington National Cemetery near Washington in a private ceremony in the spring. The University of Minnesota football team is going to play in the Holiday Bowl. The team had threatened to boycott because 10 players were suspended, accused of sexual assault. The school said no to reinstating the students, but the players rescinded the boycott. This is AP Radio News. A college is looking to ease its housing squeeze by matching students and grandmas.
Here are two problems. A, elderly people with fixed incomes and spare rooms. B, a university in the same expensive neighborhood running out of dormitory space. A, meet B. New York University says it will try matching up students with local residents who have extra rooms near its Manhattan campus. It'll cost students much less than any other housing option, with nearly all the rent going to the apartment owner or leaseholder. It won't be for everyone, after all. Isn't getting away from old people one of the things you go to college for? But a university official calls it a win-win for both college seniors and senior seniors. Warren Levinson, New York.
A feud over recipes from a Toledo, Ohio hot dog shop is back in court. The owners of Tony Paco's filed a complaint against one of the chain's former owners, who testified over a year ago he had a notebook with Tony Paco's chili soup and hot dog sauce recipes. Tony Paco's was mentioned in the TV show MASH. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.